I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October the 3rd, 2016, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Cavallini?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council meeting this evening. Couple of you are on the agenda early on. The students in the back, if you have any questions as we go through the meeting, raise your hand and I'll try to answer it at the proper time. And we appreciate all of you being here. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Fry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings us to additions to the agenda. I have no items to add. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add the scheduling of a budget committee, Finance Committee meeting to discuss budget.
Let's make that 11A, start the budget process. So 11A will be scheduled Finance Committee meeting for the purpose of budgeting.
Thank you, that's all.
Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to make a few comments at the end of the meeting about Sylvania Community Services Taste and Create event.
We'll make that agenda item 12, Sylvania Community Services, what was the name of the event again?
Taste and Create.
Any additional items from members of City Council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Hussman?
I would like to mention Scat-tacular at some point as well.
Well, we'll make that 13.
Thank you.
I see there were cards at the table, at least at my spot at the table tonight.
I think, well, hopefully everyone's. If not, I still have some.
Annual event, okay. Any additional items? Seeing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda for this evening is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on September 19th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the September 19th, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded that the meeting September 19th, 2016 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. That gets us to agenda item 5, and we are pleased to have our Sylvania Branch Library Director here, and Branch Manager here, Sue Schaefer, who's going to introduce us to the new Branch Manager for the new King Road Branch with its dedication and ribbon cutting next Monday, 10 in the morning, as I recall.
I would like to introduce Julie Burston, and she's the new manager of the new branch, and she will be talking about some of the services, and she has some interesting information.
And you're actually open already, a soft opening.
We are open. We opened September 26th. Our hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 8:30, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5:30. We are having our grand opening, like you said, on Monday, 10:10 at 10, and we hope to see all of you there. Some of the things that Sue was mentioning is with the King Road Branch that are a little bit different are the display areas at the front, which are working quite well, where we hope you pick up books that you didn't expect to find and take them home with you. And the way the tables have been emptied out, we think that's successful. The other thing we have is a makerspace. And do you know what makerspaces are? They're part of the STEM movement with schools, and it allows adults and children and teens to experiment with technology and science a little bit and to learn how to do things in different ways. We'll have a studio that allows you to record vocal recordings, to do podcasts. You can bring in an instrument if you have one and record in the studio. We'll also have the ability to allow people to convert old media to new media and to do editing on anything they do create in the studio. And so if you have something on a floppy drive and you no longer have a floppy drive at home, you could bring it in and convert it to a flash drive or some other format. And if you have photos.
That could be very helpful.
It could be. And photos, SDR cards, SD cards, I'm sorry, or other types of storage devices, you can also convert those. And we also will have a VHS to DVD converter available. We are not quite set up with those yet, but they will all be ready by October 10th. We also have a beautiful children's area. And the building looks like the open pages of a book, so we hope you come in and enjoy it and enjoy being inside of a book. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come and meet us. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
I appreciate that.
Sue, you also wanted to update us on your levy.
I will speak very briefly. I just wanted to remind you that we will be not issue number 22 on the November 8th ballot. 80% will be a renewal and 20% will be an increase. And the increase will cost the person that owns a $100,000 home. It'll be an added less than 8 cents per day. And issue 22 provides more than half of the library's operating budget. And if the levy passes, it will guarantee continued daily operation of the library, improved library hours throughout the system. We'll be able to build our collection of books, CDs, and e-media materials to meet public demand. And we'll be able to continue current staffing levels and high levels of service. And I really believe that the library is a valuable asset to our community. In 2015, there were over 3 million visitors to the library system-wide. And Sylvania is the busiest branch, maybe not after 10, but with a busiest branch. In 2015, with over 230,000 visitors, 68% of Lucas County residents have library cards. The library has over 500 partnerships throughout Lucas County, and we have nearly 100 online databases and resources. So I'm asking for your support so that we continue to provide excellent service for the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Best wishes for success.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to agenda item 6. We're very pleased to have with us tonight Lori Hauser, the Chief Executive Officer of the Imagination Station. And she is here specifically to provide information on their request for endorsement of their levy renewal. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to introduce Jason Mueller, who wears many hats for the Science Center. Jason is a board member for us. He's also been a member of our finance committee, the treasurer for our campaign, and a Sylvania resident. So he's here to answer some of the questions that you may have had. And I thank you for the opportunity to come in front of you today. And then we all have a busy schedule, and it's a busy even election time for everyone. You've been kind to support us in the past on your cosign in doing that. So I'd like to share with you some additional information about the Science Center. We kicked off our campaign just about 2 weeks ago. Issue 21 is a straight renewal for the Science Center. We currently receive a 1/6 mil levy, generates about $1 million, $1.1 million a year for the Science Center, and it costs the average $100,000 home $5.21 a year for the levy. We are going a year early. Our levy does not technically expire until the end of 2017. We are not asking for additional funds. It's just an extension of that time. And that's for two purposes for us. We like to plan out our traveling exhibitions about 5 to 6 years in advance. And it gives us that power of being able to plan for them, but also then to continue as a higher turnout for the community of Lucas County to also have their voices heard during this time with it being a presidential election. I look at the Science Center as a private-public partnership. 27% of our budget is made up of the public funds that we receive and that $1.1 million. The Science Center is then responsible for the other remaining 73%. And we either earn that through the admission, membership, donations, and sponsorship that comes into the Science Center. And that's our responsibility to earn those funds in doing that. The 27% that we receive from the county goes right back into the building itself, into programmatic exhibitions. It brings things like the Titanic, Bodies Revealed, and our new exhibition, Sky High Science, which is a Lego exhibit. So it goes right back into the experience in doing that. And I don't think I need to, I think you all know the importance of STEM education right now, and that's the mission of the Science Center. And right now, I mean, it's really important for us to get kids thinking about problems of the future. And not necessarily teaching them that you do A, B, or C to solve that problem, but giving them inquiry-based learning skills to solve any problem, because we don't even know what their problem is going to be in 20 years from now that they won't be actually solving. I never knew I would be so dependent on a phone that I carry around with me that I all of a sudden get panicked when I lose it. And it's a mini computer that is so powerful of what I can do off of my hand. It's fascinating. What is it going to be in 20 years for that? And if we can give children right now the base to feeling comfortable of solving those problems, I think it's vital in how we actually do that. We do that right now in what we do in Sylvania. We do a program with fifth grade teachers, and we started it last year. We trained about 16 different teachers in professional development on inquiry-based learning, and then 628 students did this program with us where we came out to the Sylvania schools for all of them to do an outreach program after we did the PD sessions, and then they came back to the Science Center in the spring for a visit, and they had to make balloon cars and then race them and see who made the car go the fastest by doing different materials and doing that. We're going to continue that again this next year, and it gave me three touches in the classroom, and that was funded by Martha Holden Jennings Foundation and the Sylvania Rotary, and that will continue. Our membership our base is made up of about 30% from the Sylvania community of residents from Sylvania that is visiting the Science Center. I would concur with my partner friends, the library. We've come out to the Sylvania Branch Library, and by far, that is crowded, the most crowded branch, and it's exciting to see the new branch come about. And we partner with the library on several different programming efforts, and I think it's a beautiful library, so congratulations on that. But I think we're here just asking for your support. We provided some financial information and being able to answer any questions and making sure everybody is kind of aware of issue 21 and any additional questions you may have.
No questions, Lori.
No questions.
No, I'm a fan. I think many of us are fans. Our process here has been to request legislation and then act on it in our next meeting. I think what we're going to do, though, we have a 30, as you well know, because you comply, a 30-day time limit in terms of getting paperwork in and making the request. That deadline is on the 8th, which is Friday, or over the weekend. So I think what we'd like to do, I'd like to propose to council, is we schedule a community relations and human relations committee meeting for Monday, if we can all gather together, review it at that point, and then make a recommendation to council. So I would like to propose that we pursue that process. I guess I'd like to make a motion that we prove. No, I don't need to do that, do I?
You should probably have a motion to refer it to
committee. I'll make a motion that we refer
Second.
It to the Community Relations Committee.
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, so moved and seconded to refer it to the Community Relations Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Lukey, your intention would be to make a recommendation and have legislation
prepared so that, yes, so that we could review, could vote on any recommendation on the 17th.
And we'll take that as authorization for the law department to prepare a legislation.
It would be nice to see that at the committee, actually, so that we could review it.
Okay. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
Do you want to set that meeting now?
Sure. I've got a fairly limited window that week. Is there any, can we all be available at the end of the day on Monday the 10th? That's Doug, you, me, Jason, and Kate.
What time?
You pick it, 4:30.
Yeah, I have a 5:30 obligation, so 4:30 would be great.
Katie?
4:30 on the 10th?
Yes, no, yes, on the 10th.
On the 10th.
10:10 at 4:30.
Laura, or, I mean, Sharon, is that good? Can you get that notice?
Thank you.
Okay.
Here?
Can we just do it in this, in, whose conference room could we use next to her?
Let's use Kevin's.
The finance committee. The finance department's conference room. That doesn't work, come on into the mayor's office.
Yeah, that's the one upstairs, yeah, let's do that. That's what, all we need, I think. And that way, Leslie will be nearby if we need technical assistance. Thank you. We said 4:30, right?
4:30. Clerk will post that committee meeting. All right, if there's no further business on Imagination Station, let's move on to agenda item 7, which is the famous sidewalk avenue, Sylvania Avenue sidewalk agreement. I think we've all read about this in the media. The township has been in, been out, and now they're halfway back in, and they are asking the city and the county and the library and the schools to pick up their shortfall. I really don't know what their logic is. I think it would be an embarrassment if the city or any of the other agencies came in at half share, and I don't understand why they don't think it's an embarrassment to them. But at this point, I think this project should proceed, the sidewalk should be put in for the safety of our children, and I guess they only want to protect half the children, is all I can figure.
Or half the time.
Or half the time, right? I don't get it at all, but it's better than no contribution at all. Mr. Aller, what's in the council packet is a new agreement that reflects the new numbers.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. The original agreement had us in for round numbers, a contribution of about $10,100, and with the decisions that Sylvania Township has made, the other entities basically need to cover their, the other half of their share. And so our contribution would be $11,834, which is an increase of $1,709 to our original agreed upon participation. As you indicated, we do believe that this is still a worthwhile project and one to participate in, and would recommend approval of the agreement.
Kevin, if I may, is the township now committed to the five? I mean, they passed the ordinance, and this is hopefully a done deal?
Yes, they have passed it, they have signed the agreement indicating their contribution of $5,000.
Fair enough.
And Kevin, do we have the, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't think we have it, but the easements to do it, is that kind of worked out? Or we have a clear idea that that's not going to be a problem?
That's being worked through, there have been, contacts have been made. Some of the easements are not final, but all of the contacts have been made and discussions have begun. There is some protection in the agreement that if that dollar value exceeds 10% of what's been estimated, that the county will notify the parties, and everybody can make a decision as to how they want to proceed.
Right, because it's not, it's county that needs to get the easement.
That's correct.
Right, it's not us, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Everyone on council doesn't need to be reminded that this is normal township attitude towards community projects. They don't like to pay their fair share. You're going to be entering into the budgeting process, it came up a little bit tonight. We have representatives of the Art Commission here tonight, we support the Art Commission at a much higher rate. I'm not even sure they support you at all. Sylvania Area Family Services, they give about a third what the city does. And other things, they don't participate at all. This is just an ongoing issue with the township. They used to come out and say, well, we don't have the money to do it. No, they do. They have 2.5 years of reserves in the bank, they just choose not to participate in these community projects. And you can ask individual township trustees, why not, or won't they do better? And individually, they're all willing to do it. But collectively, they will not participate at a fair share. even though they are 50% larger than the city of Sylvania. It's just, to me, inexcusable, their attitude towards community projects, especially a project like this, which involves the safety of children. They're arrogant or short-sighted enough to say, oh, we don't do sidewalks. Oh, well, we'll do half of it. I don't understand. But council needs to be remembering of that as you enter into the 2017 budgeting process. It's just very unfortunate in our community. But it has been going on for the 30-plus years I've been involved in city government. Nothing new to me. When we set up Sage Art, when Mayor Sini set that up, that was to avoid that position of the township. When we did the senior center, we made them buy our bonds with their own so that we could get right into their tax income stream if township trustees wanted to change their mind. And that's the way it's going to be, I guess. Enough editorializing. I just can't believe the position we're in. We do have Ordinance 59-2016 to approve. This replaces an earlier Ordinance 32-2016 that you passed on May 16th. It raises our share of this sidewalk project from $10,125 to $11,834, or an additional $1,709. And I recommend your approval. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 59-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a joint cooperation agreement on behalf of this City of Sylvania with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, the Board of Toledo Lucas County Public Library Trustees, the Board of the Sylvania City School District, and the Board of Sylvania Township Trustees relative to the Sylvania Avenue Sidewalk Project, appropriating $11,834 for said project, repealing Ordinance Number 32-2016, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 59-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number
59-2016.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 59-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 59-2016 is approved. For the students in the room, we have two motions that were passed. You can listen to them. We have one more ordinance to do tonight. The first one was to allow council to read it by title only instead of reading the entire ordinance. That's because people have access to it online or with printed copies. And then to waive the second and third readings, we're allowed to do that by motion. And then the second motion was to approve it tonight as an emergency measure. A supermajority of council, or five votes, allows ordinances to be passed in the same night. Most ordinances are passed that way, most with unanimous votes. Contentious votes will take three council meetings if you have less than a five-vote majority. Back to the township issue for a moment. I don't want to get into detail, but we continue to negotiate with the township on a community economic development agreement. It keeps getting watered down. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere significantly. Law Director Brining has been working with their attorney to come out with some very watered down language that we can both agree to. It's mostly just stop annexing our property and go away. That's what it's come down to again. So, and now they're complaining that their attorney's costing them too much money. Well, they brought them to us. So I will bring you back something in writing when I have it. I didn't think I should let the moment go by. It's just standard operating procedure with the township right now. Okay. On to agenda item 8. We have a report from the service director concerning the Main Street reconstruction project, which is Main Street immediately south of Monroe Street down to the river. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In May of this year, we had came to you for authorization to apply for surface transportation program funds. We were recently informed that we were successful with that grant application. As I was putting this letter together, we had been told that we were going to be moved into the 2018 timeframe, and so I was informing you that we were successful with that program and planned on coming to you in at the next meeting with approval to apply for Ohio Public Works Commission funds for the same project. As I was writing this letter, I received an email that we had been slotted into the fiscal year 2021, that there had been some additional demands from other projects in the area, and so that we got slid back to 2021. So we still have the funds. We still have half of the project basically funded through what's referred to as TIP funds in the ODOT process. At that time, in 2020, we will apply for OPWC funds as well. I would anticipate that the project will score very well with the leveraging of funds that we have going on. And I would anticipate that the breakdown of the project be as shown there, where we'll basically get $695,000 worth of work accomplished for about $76,500 that will actually come from the city coffers. So those are, as we get into budget time and things like that, those are things that we're really constantly chasing and constantly pursuing. And, you know, on this project, we were successful.
Kevin, that's great news. Just a couple of questions. No issue with waiting for ODOT TIP funds for fiscal year 2021? They'll kind of earmark the money and let it sit there in an escrow for us?
Yes. Yes. Once we get slotted, and then they have a system called ESSIS, and once you get put into the ESSIS system, you're locked in.
And there's no particular issue with the current repair level of the street to delay, given what we know today, with weather variables and all that kind of stuff. Are there issues associated with that particular location? Because I recall there was sewer work and some other things that needed to be done here. That's one of the reasons the cost is so high relative to the distance we're talking about, right?
Correct.
So is there any issue in that regard for the delay?
Nothing that I would deem catastrophic. We will be doing some just surface and extremely minor repair work along the curb line in the area of the hotel, just because another winter will really cause some damage. So we'll do some minor work, but obviously we're not going to spend a lot of money in that area with this project coming up. But nothing that I would consider catastrophic that I'm worried that we have to wait until 2021.
Okay, great. I'm sure everybody on council has seen the paving improvements that were done overnight on Maroon Road to south of Monroe Street. Those were done at night, and I went home at night, it was being ground. I came back in the morning and it was repaved and striped. Same sort of a project took place over in front of the new library on King Road to south of Sylvania. That was a much bigger project. They had been there earlier putting in the base and the base course for the new right-hand turn lane. That one also was paved overnight to have less impact on heavy daily traffic. So those overnight paving projects worked well. Driving around the area and around the state, I see a lot of paving work being done at night now.
It seems to be more the norm than the exception. You can imagine the Maroon Road area and then King Road, the school and everything, the traffic, maintenance of traffic issue that you would have during the daytime that you just don't have at night. Once it hit about 8 o'clock, Joe Shaw, the deputy director, was out on the project. He said once it hit about 8 o'clock, it was not necessarily a ghost town, but extremely manageable traffic versus what it's like at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it went much better. You pay a premium, I think in the end, I think everything kind of offsets because you pay a premium for your labor costs and things of that nature, but the time that it saves and the maintenance of traffic and being able to get the work accomplished, I think offset each other. So I don't know that it really costs us any more money to do it at the evening. It's obviously a lot less intrusive to the traffic, so.
Very good. Let's move on to agenda item 9. No action was needed on agenda item 8. However, agenda item 9, you also have a report from the service director, and this is about the Winding Creek Place right-of-way and accepting it as city right-of-way. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When Winding Creek was initially platted, it was platted as a private street, and the homeowners association, I'll say recently, they may not be able to spend too recent, but fairly recently came to us and asked us to make it a public street. We took a look at how it had been originally platted. We took a look at the condition of the streets, what that would mean in terms of additional services, any repair work, and things of that nature. We have, since it was platted, we have always maintained the water, sewer, and storm sewer in the area. The only thing that was private was the street itself. The street was designed to city standards, full depth base and sub-base and construction. Curbs put in, street width is sufficient. The street is in very good shape. As you can imagine, it really doesn't get all that much traffic. It's a you know, a cul-de-sac area, if you will. So I don't have any reservations in bringing this in as a public street. The only thing that we would have to do is should some time that it deteriorate, obviously we'd have to do some repair. We'll do that according to city standards. We'll do that according to city timelines. Snow and ice control that we currently don't have to do, but that will be added to our route list. So I would recommend approval, acceptance of this right-of-way. It was kind of an odd situation in how it was originally platted. So because of how it was originally platted, we took it to the Plan Commission basically as a replat for the right-of-way to be platted as part of the original plat. I'm probably mixing up my words, but we basically had to go back to Plan Commission for approval of it to become right-of-way. But we felt that we should come to council because we are accepting it as right-of-way. It is something that we'll have to maintain. And so, you know, we felt we should bring it to you for acceptance as well. So.
We do have with us tonight a representative from the Condominium Owners Association, Gordon Hirsch. I know that you were into the Plan Commission, and you, sir, are, I'm sorry?
David.
Welcome as well. I don't know if there's anything you'd like to say or if council has any questions for you. This will not take an ordinance to do. We bring it to city council just so we can have a motion from you acknowledging that you agree that it should be except that the Planning Commission can take this step, but we think you should be informed and vote on it as well.
I have a question. This has two separate island areas. Is the Homeowners Association expressly required to maintain those?
According to our new policy that we established.
Our new policy doesn't require anything. It's a policy. Do you know Dave or Gordon?
I believe we're responsible for the island areas.
Okay, well, we have a problem. If this plat were to come before me, I wouldn't approve it with these two islands in there without express provision in the plat that the neighbors were going to take care of it. So I'm not prepared to vote on this unless somebody's prepared to represent to me unequivocally that there's a legal obligation on the homeowners to maintain these.
I believe there is, Doug. As part of the common area, we're responsible for all the common area.
It's defined that way? Grant, and it's not, and it's, and by making this part of the...
It's not part of the street, it's part of the common area. And we maintain the common area. And it's not part of the road.
I didn't see this until this morning, and I didn't, and I went to Aries specifically to see if there were these. We still have those two areas over on the east side that have still not been addressed. I would like to confirm that. Frankly, I would like to confirm that before I vote on it, but I'm just one vote.
That typically referred to, the original property typically referred to as common areas. So I
do know this was to the Planning Commission in advance, and so my understanding from Mr. Wickland is that it is in the Homeowners Association that this is a common area, and so you acknowledge that you're responsible for those areas.
Yes.
Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. I had the impression this has been floating around for a while. Is there any urgency in getting this done tonight?
Well, okay. We've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah. Could we do it in 2 weeks?
But, you know, if you feel better.
I would feel better, yeah. Actually looking at the documents and making sure that that's accurate.
All I can say is my understanding.
Yeah, and I think the way it was platted, I can't be an expert at reading Matt Williamowski's plats, but
Dave, I know you're a smart guy. I know that the issue is just whether anybody's looked at it and it's defined properly.
Nobody brought the specific. I've read through the declarations and everything that is common area, and if you platted the road, then anything you didn't plat is not part of the dedication. So,
Doug, I'm curious about the other members of council. It sounds I think I'm hearing you tell me again and again that you're accepting that it is part of the common area. So I'm a little fuzzy on why we wouldn't advance this evening.
We're not getting the common area.
Yeah, and what we're getting was the right-of-way, which is what Matt Vandowski platted, and that's what was presented to the Plan Commission, as I understand it. And unless I'm misreading it, I don't believe that includes the island.
Mary, if the neighbors don't have severe heartburn, I wouldn't blame you for having a little heartburn about waiting another 2 weeks, but it would be helpful to see the document and see it in writing, right?
I think you have it, right? I think you have the plan. But if you need maximum value,
I wouldn't bring it to you if I didn't feel comfortable enough that we can accept this.
That's done. That's fine.
Mr. Review, it's your intention to continue to do your own snow plowing as well?
No.
No.
It's not?
That's good.
You need to answer that again.
Yeah, there was yes and no. I mean, we're going to have snow plowing because
you want it done sooner. You're going to do it sooner than we're going to get there, and you don't want your driveways blocked.
Right.
Yeah, that was my understanding when it came to the Plan Commission.
Right.
And you're going to continue to do your maintenance of all your common areas around your condominiums and these islands just as you've been doing it.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with that as well. Again, this has already been, the plat's already been accepted by the Planning Commission. This was a vote for you to see that it's coming. Your vote up or down really doesn't advance or this issue.
I'll just point out that the plat that was in my packet doesn't show these islands. And so I don't know if the Planning Commission knew about this issue either. But there's the plat, and no islands on the plat. So my guess is it's unaddressed. That's why I looked on areas, but. So if it's the will of council to move forward with this without addressing that issue, that's for council to do.
I move that we accept the Wyman Creek Place right-of-way as presented and discussed based on Mr. Wicklund's conversation and the other gentlemen's, that they understand their responsibilities, and move that we advance.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose?
No.
The clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Frye?
Yes.
Mr. Hanem?
No.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Ruppke?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 6-1, the motion is approved. Thank you for coming in into the meeting this evening.
And welcome to the city.
Agenda item 10 is committee reports. And there was a finance committee meeting held this evening at 6:45 in these council chambers. Mrs. Westphal, for your report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, as you shared, we had a finance committee meeting this evening, October 3rd at 6:45. Our primary focus was the discussion on refinancing of the city's outstanding bonds. Present were all members of the finance committee, as well as all members of council, along with most of administration, and a guest, Steve Santos, who was here from Sedcena and Associates to address the bond issue that we're considering. Mr. Santos shared with us that the bond issued in 2011 could be refinanced before the end of 2016. Currently they are $9.7 million, and the refinancing would provide an annual savings of $67,000 to $70,000. Additionally, consideration for the 2008 bonds to be refinanced in 2017. They are currently at $5.1 million, and they would provide a savings of about $41,000 a year. Mr. Ludke moved and Mr. Frye seconded to advance legislation this evening to retain Sedcena and Associates to serve as advisors for the Series 2016-2017 refunding bond issue. So that legislation is in our packet. Additionally, we discussed setting a budget meeting, and we had further discussion around consideration of a YWCA request. Decided to hold on that request for further action until we've had an opportunity to review the budget and have a discussion about the budget. The meeting adjourned at 7:25.
You have in your council packets ordinance number 58-2016. This is to hire Sedcena and Associates as the city's municipal advisor for these two bond issues. And the administration's recommendation is to approve this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 58-2016. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Sedcena and Associates, LLC, to act as the municipal advisor for the city of Sylvania relating to the Series 2016 refunding bond issue and the 2017 refunding bond issue, at a cost not to exceed $52,500, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 58-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask one quick question?
Certainly.
Before we move on? This was something that I heard at the end. I just wanted to get clarification on. When we're talking about this amount, I thought I heard it gets rolled into the 122.98, right?
Yes, it is okay. Part of the 122.98. That is correct.
So that if it doesn't go through on the day that we decide that the rates are acceptable or not acceptable, this may or may not.
You will.
This transaction may or may not take place, right?
You will, I believe, still owe them the fee for their work they've done to date.
but the entire $122,000 or whatever will not be due because you don't pay the fees on bonds you don't pay by. Is that correct, Toby?
This contract here, he stated that he would not make the money if we did not sell the bonds.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, and I just wanted to make sure I understood that. So.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard as well.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Very good.
I move final passage of ordinance number 58-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 58-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 58-2016 is approved. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, agenda item 11 is committee referrals, and we have added to the agenda 11A to schedule a finance committee meeting for the purposes of beginning the 2017 budget review. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Toby, just a quick question.
Sure.
Will you be ready for us to have a meeting the week of October 10th? Or would you rather wait till the week of October 17th?
Mary, maybe I can save Toby the trouble. I'm going to be out of town the moment I step out from the Community Relations Committee meeting at 4:30 for the week.
Okay.
So I won't be here.
So I think we're looking at the week of October 17th. I am thinking beginning of the day or end of the day.
Could we meet before council?
You know, I really think for budget, we should have a separate meeting. I think we want to be able to focus and be clear-headed and make sure we have enough time dedicated to the discussion. So I could do early in the morning on the 18th or the 19th. Is that an option for anybody? Mm-hmm. And I could do end of the day on the 18th.
18th works for me, 19th does not.
Okay.
In the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Mark? The 18th in the morning works. 19th does not.
Does anything work for anybody in the afternoon, 4 or 4:30, on either the 17th or 18th?
The 18th, I'm not available at the end of the day.
How about the morning of the 17th?
You know what, I have to say, I actually am not available before council on the 17th. I didn't even realize that until just now.
Yeah, what about the morning of the 17th?
Morning of the 17th, I've got a commitment already. Mm-hmm. How about the morning of the 19th? No, you're not. Morning of the 20th?
Did we have a conflict on the morning of the 18th?
I do.
You do,
so.
Okay. Morning of the 20th.
I could be available until 9.
Okay.
I can't schedule a meeting on the 20th. I can't schedule a meeting on the 20th tonight.
At all?
Not in the morning.
Could you do
I could do
4 o'clock.
End of the day.
20th at the end of the day? Is that what I heard, Doug?
Yeah.
As long as I'm out by 5:30.
Okay, so can we do a 4 o'clock meeting, Doug?
Yeah.
Mark?
Yes.
So 4 o'clock on Thursday, October 20th. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Where?
Finance conference room, if that's okay?
Yes.
With you, Toby? Okay, and you're available then?
Yes.
It's always helpful. Thank you.
Any other committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to added agenda item 12. Mr. Lukey, you wanted to discuss SCS Taste and Create event.
Yes, just very briefly, I'm passing around the council table some background about this. Taste and Create is the single major fundraiser, if you don't count the senior follies, for the Sylvania Community Services. It's an evening of art and wine. What could be better? They will combine beer and wine tasting with a consultant who will come in and help participants create a holiday arrangement. That said, that taxes my ability to talk about holiday arrangements, I think. But anyway, it's $50, and it includes some food, some wine, and a piece of art, and some instruction and good fellowship. So I'm just encouraging members of council to talk it up, participate if you can. I was a celebrity wine pourer last year, and I will tell you, a number of people who attend bring, you know, a group of neighbors or a group of friends, and it seems to be much more fun when you have three or four or five people participating. So give it a look.
All right. Thank you. Agenda item, and agenda item 13, Mrs. Hussman wanted to discuss the Scat-tacular.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is SCAT's main, I'll say main, they have a golf outing, but this is their main fundraiser. To be discussed at this breakfast is our new mission is the life of an athlete. We have hired a director for that, and she's been busy moving this whole thing forward. She will be there to talk, and it's, you know, 1 hour of your time. I would love you all to come, and you could, with all of you, you could have your own table. That would be wonderful. We're always looking for table captains, and the only thing a table captain has to do is get seven other people to sit at their table with them. So there's no money up front. It's certainly a fundraiser once you get there, of course. Also, I put at your table a flyer about screenagers. We're working with Lord's University on that. That's a town hall talking about our kids and the digital age and some of the problems with that and some of the solutions to those problems. So if you can make that would be to your advantage as well. Anyone who wants to sign up to be at my table, you better hurry because it's filling fast.
One of the best tables.
Thank you, Mrs. Hussman. Is there any other council business at this time?
Just a question, Mayor. Attachment A, is that different than the one we've seen, or is this just another?
No, category? I think this is the updated one from the one that was in the council package.
Yeah, we changed some dates around, didn't we?
We changed a couple of the council meetings to Wednesday night instead of Tuesday night.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. There's no further business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next council meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, October the 17th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.